This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Are you ready to reconnect with your Jewish identity? Limud offers you that opportunity to further your Jewish journey through learning, dancing, singing, debating, sharing delicious meals, and spending quality time with old friends while making new ones. I can attest to all of this as the SHAVD has been part of Limud and will be again this year. To talk about it, I am delighted to have Warren Scher, who is a rabbi and is also the co-chair of Limud Joburg, join me. Warren, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
So one of the things we learn at Limud is we don't use titles, so henceforth I'm referring to you as Warren and not rabbi. What is that ethos all about?
So one of the values of Limud is that everyone is a student and everyone can be a teacher. And the feeling is that if we give everyone titles, it creates distance. And everyone who comes into the space feels that they are an equal and they can receive and they can also give. And it's not, you know, you are a rabbi or you are a professor or you're a doctor. We're all people and we're all, you know, it's a kind of a covenant we have with each other to go on a first name basis and to learn from everybody.
It's a sense of community as well.
Definitely. Everybody's equal, and it's a wonderful sense of community. Everybody's equal. They ask that sometimes it's, you know, a bit complicated, and you've talked to people you've always talked to as professor or rabbi by their first name, but you get used to it, and it's kind of a respect that we have for each other in that space.
So the respect is, in a way, reversed to non-titles.
Correct.
So how long has Limud been going?
Limud's been going more 15, 16, 17, 18 years already in South Africa. And yeah, I'm actually a recent joinee. I was involved in the first or second one and it was on the education campus at Wits. And then I haven't been involved for a year. And about 3 years ago, I got involved again. And it just was such an energizing space of people wanting to learn and wanting to connect in different ways, all different Jews. And I kind of got hooked on it.
What really impressed me, Warren, is when we spoke about what we're going to talk about, you knew the program off by heart, which is incredible considering that this is something that takes place over a full weekend and each session has at least a choice of five.
Yeah, so it is quite amazing. It's an unbelievable effort from our team to put it together. It's 150 sessions over 3 days, and we have to make sure that at every point, in every type of person has got something. The guy wants to learn Torah has got something. The guy interested in Israel got something. The person who's interested in arts and culture, the history buffs have got something else. The, you know, if you sit on the Israel, you know, on the left wing on Israel, you've got something for you. On the right wing, you know, everyone in the community, we're trying to make sure in every session there's something for everyone.
Just being a rabbi, was that difficult for you to come to Limud?
So at the time I started, I wasn't a rabbi. I only got my smicha last year. You know, the truth was, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. And there were many things, you know, I was concerned about. And a friend of mine pushed me, said, you really need to be there. It's going to be good for you, good for your family. And I came and I was hooked. Everyone was respectful to whoever you were, whether you were, you know, very, very religious or you were from, you know, different denominations, Orthodox, Reform, people who are not religious at all. You know, there's an unbelievable Shabbos, and one of our values is that we respect each other's religious beliefs, and suddenly everybody there, the 500 people, most of whom are not Shomer Shabbos, they are maybe half aren't, I don't know exactly the numbers. And everybody, you know, kind of respects each other, and in the public spaces, it's a beautiful Shabbos, and everyone's together. And it was just really uplifting, and people wanting to learn and wanting to connect. And the Jews I just hadn't seen anywhere, and were coming, and this was their place.
Let's talk a little bit about what people can expect.
A little bit. I think, you know, the most important, the fastest way to a Jew's heart is through stomach. And this year we're going to have unbelievable catering with GNT catering with Gary Friedman.
Can't wait.
Just come from a meeting. I'm salivating with just thinking about it. I think the food's going to be unbelievable.
And also endless.
And endless and unbelievable. And then, you know, beyond that, we're sitting, you know, we've got, there's lectures. You know, we've got, you know, lectures from Friday night, just different things, social interactions as well. People, we've got a mingle session, people to meet different people. We try and, you know, get people, make sure that a Friday night's up, we've got 500 people coming into the room. And then how do we make sure that everyone's got a place? People go out of their way to say, I've got two seats at the table. You don't look like you've got somewhere to sit. Please come and sit with us.
Sure.
And we've never met the person. And we have a wonderful dinner with everybody. And that's kind of the culture we want to get. And people learn about Israel. People learn about history. You know, the first couple of years I went, I was like, I went to the stuff I liked. And I didn't go out of my lane. And suddenly I was like, I'm going to try some things different. I'm going to hear a different perspective. Maybe it'll make me think, well, I don't have to agree with everything. I have to listen. I have to respect. I can argue, but respectfully.
I love Limud. I love what it offers. I'm so excited because I am hosting two sessions and I cannot wait. One is on Israel, one is a bit on journalism. And I know the Jewish board is also talking about anti-Semitism and topics that are really relevant to the community, particularly now. I think this will be, I think life since October the 7th is different and I think this will be different too.
It's very different. I think the focus of the whole conference has got a feeling of how we respond, where are we today, how do we respond to what happened, you know, on October the 7th and how we look at that. But it's also hopeful. It's a hopeful, you know, looking hopefully where we can go, how do we move forward from that. But it definitely paints a picture of, you know, we have hostages, we need to get them back, how do we remember them, how do we remember everything. But it's in an uplifting way, and how we're going to move forward and how we're going to get past this.
Do you still have space?
We do have very little space. We're selling out for the weekend at a rapid rate. More than 80% to set up. I think we've got 25 rooms left.
Wow.
And they're disappearing maybe 5 to 10 a day. So
if anybody would like to join, what should they do?
Join, they should go to our website, limud.org.za, click on Johannesburg and sign up.
If you can't get in for the weekend, I encourage you to come for the day on Sunday, because it really is a mind-opening experience. And Warren, thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure.
That was Warren Scher, and he is the co-chair of Limud Joburg.